or funny to be an atheist. You don't have to be well educated. Being an atheist is simply saying, I don't know. When I was a professional dishwasher, I worked with a man named Harold. Harold sent in lyrics and the little bit of money he saved up to song poem companies that advertised in the back of National Enquirer and Midnight. He'd pay a full week's wages to have song sharks set his poems to music, record the songs, and try to sell them to make Harold rich. Part of the scam was to send the victim a copy of his song on a record. I now collect copies of these song poem records. Nothing is labeled very well, and most of them are about Jesus or Nixon. I'll never know if I'm listening to a song Harold co-wrote with a ripoff artist, but when I listen, I feel like I'm in touch with him. Most of the song poems are unlistenable, but the ones that are good are heartbreaking. They are all you want in art, the cynical, blasé skill of out-of-work studio musicians sight-reading hastily scribbled sheet music while a competent but bitter vocalist sings unedited, pure, white light, white heat lyrics from the heart of someone who doesn't know what the word cynical means. Beat that, Bruce Springsteen! Harold was fat and ugly and sweaty. He didn't have any brain power or hair at all. I looked up to him. I knew other people who were a zillion times smarter than Harold, but Harold managed to show up for work, get the pots